Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Lisa Testa.
I am the library manager for the Ethel M. Gordon Oakland Park Library. We're a small independent city library in the heart of Oakland Park. 6 years ago, I started as the youth services librarian. I had held for the first time a Rockin' Reading Buddy program. And it was a program where teens worked with elementary age kids to help them read out loud. The library wanted to make reading fun, not academic or stressful, and we wanted to give children a chance to read out loud, because I know in the schools they're so busy, teachers don't always have the opportunity to give kids the chance to read out loud. I thought about this program. I did put a lot of time planning it. I checked with other library systems who might have done a similar program, and I had no idea if it would work. In addition, I thought somewhat skeptically at first, well, why would a parent drive their child all the way to the library just for 1 or 1.5 hours of reading out loud when they can do that at home? So I really didn't think it was going to amount to much, and it might fizzle out. During that hour and a half of reading out loud, we would have up to 20, 25 kids at a time sitting on blankets on the floor or a chair, whatever they like. They could bring their stuffed animals. They could bring their favorite pillow. There was this buzz. There was this wonderful energy going on, and to witness it was just very exciting. And I thought, something is happening here, and it's a lot more than I expected. So what I did one day is assign a seventh grader. She was very shy, very soft-spoken, blonde hair, blue-eyed, and she had never done this sort of program before. And then the second grader was also blonde hair, blue-eyed little girl who was extremely shy. The seventh grader came up to me and said, "Oh, Miss Lisa, could you please assign me someone else? You see, I'm not a great reader myself." Well, I could tell her confidence wasn't that strong, but then I told her to, "Why don't you give it a try? Work with the second grader today. And if you still feel uncomfortable, please come see me, and then we will see what we can do." So she said, "All right, Miss Lisa." So off they went. So the both of them came together and met once a week for about 8 to 9 weeks, and they bonded well, they began working well, and it seemed like the shyness of both of them evaporated, and they were very engaged with the reading, and I think they made a lot of progress. On the days when we needed an extra reading buddy, teen reading buddy, this seventh grade girl raised her hand and said, "Miss Lisa, send her over with me. I can handle two today." So in the end, she really did become so much more confident, less shy, and started showing some leadership skills. The last day of the session was a big pizza party. Parents were invited, and one of the mothers came up to me with that second grader and that teen reading buddy. And the mom said, "Miss Lisa, I have to tell you, I just had a teacher's conference. The teacher said, your daughter's confidence in reading has skyrocketed. I don't know what you're doing, but it's working." And then I turned around and looked at the teen reading buddy, and I said, see the wonderful thing you did and the great influence you had? And the teen just beamed.
Lisa Testa with a story about an innovative way to teach reading.
At the public library.
as opposed to the school?
Yeah. Did you know how many people, famous people, got their educations through the public library? I was recently reading Mark Twain had to leave school at age 11, and he educated himself at the public library. I think we take these institutions for granted, and I love this story in part because it shows us so dramatically how a librarian can make a difference in a child's life.
I want to know why they're not learning reading in school.
Well, you figure this is a little girl who, for some reason, had lack of confidence. There are a lot of people in school, a lot of kids, and maybe she needed a little extra help. As Lisa said, I don't understand why the parents can't do it at home, but we don't know what the situations are in the school or at home. So here is an opportunity for both kids. Not just the one who needed to learn how to read, but both children, the teacher and the student, learn something from this experience.
Not only is the mentoring a good program, but it's interesting how reading out loud also helps you learn to read.
It's very, very interesting that the oral tradition, even if you're looking at something that's printed, when you are translating those squiggly symbols into sounds, they're coming through your vocal cords. Somebody else is hearing them, translating the meaning of them. That whole thing creates an environment, an atmosphere, right? If she were sitting alone on her own reading, sure, she'd be practicing reading. But there's a whole different kind of communication going on with the interaction and the hearing and the speaking with this program.
That's what's really touching about the story is that both of the children gain their confidence in reading. And Lisa was the manager of the library?
Lisa Test is the library manager. And there are so many ways in which this story expresses how good she is at her job. One of them, right off the bat, is what a lovely voice. What a calming, not in any way aggressive, but she's in control. She's not, shall we say, mealy-mouthed in any way. But she's got a very charming, lovely, nurturing way as well. And I could see, whether it's story time, whether it's talking to her staff, I could see that she's very effective in that way. But more importantly than her voice, than the sound of her voice, is what it is she said to that child and how she said it. She didn't say, hey, you signed up for this program. Your mother brought you here. What else are you going to do? Not that she would have said it in that voice. But what she said is, try it. See how it goes. And what better motivation can a child get to explore herself than to have somebody say, just see how it goes. And we see this in living sound, as opposed to living color, because Lisa gives us the dialogue. She actually says, I said this, she said this. And that's very powerful in storytelling. So she's a really good storyteller.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there are some storytelling events coming up.
We've got a week from today, Vox, the Storytelling Slam at the Living Room Theater Cafe at the Boca Raton campus of FAU, 77 Glades Road. The Storytelling Slam begins at 8, no cover. And for more information, email me at cneal@fau.edu.
More information about the Public Storyteller can be found at our website at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.